Right, we are going to continue. We saw last time the first five psukim of Ashrei, and we are up to Pasuk Vav, Ve'ezuz Neresecha Yemeru Ugdilascha Asaprena. I would just like to go back to something which we said in Pasuk Hey, because it's going to come up again in the psukim which I'd like to learn through tonight, and mention something which we saw in Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey, I hope you can see the screen. Pasuk Hey, we learned about Hadar Kavod Hidecha V'Divrei Nifla Isecha Asicha. And the Malbim said an important concept, and that is there is a difference between the Lashon of Hadar and the Lashon of Hoid. Both of them have a connotation of splendor and glory and beauty and so on. But the difference is that Hadar has to do with something which is external, and Hoid has to do with something which is internal, something which is more pnimi. And this is going to come up soon. Just wanted to add one very interesting point, and that is the following. You know, we are coming up to Matan Torah, and the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim, so the Malach HaSharis said, Ma le'yilud isha beinenu? What in the world is this human being doing over here? Who does he think he is? What is he doing over here? So HaKadosh Baruch responded and said, L'kabal Torah huba. He has come to be Mekabal Torah. The Malach HaSharis said, T'na hoidcha al HaShemayim. They said the Hoid should remain in Shemayim. The Torah should remain in Shemayim. And it's very interesting to note that they called and referred to Torah as Hoid. So bearing in mind that which we learned last week, that the difference between Hoid and Hadar is that Hoid is Pnimi and Hadar is external, it's very, very nice what's going on over here. Meaning the Mefarshim say, what in the world were the Malachim asking? What was their taina? That Torah should remain in Shemayim? Do they have parents that they could be Mekayim in the midst of Kibud Av Va'Em? Do they have Aniyim that they can be Mekayim in the midst of giving tzedakah? So the Mefarshim say that there's two aspects. There's two bechinas in Torah. There is the physical mass of mitzvahs, the external hanhagas and the mitzvahs which we do. And then there is the pnimius of the Torah, which is how, when we have Torah, we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gave us Himself, His rotzen, His desire, His essence, and based on the way we understand it, the world will act in a certain way, and we have a certain ability to control the world. There is the external levush, the masa mitzvahs, and then there is the pnimius and so on. So it's very meduic. The Malachim said, "Tana hoidcha al Hashemayim." We're not interested in the physical mitzvahs. We know that we cannot do that. But the bechina of hoid, which is the internal, the pnimius of what Torah is, that is something which we want. That is something which we need to have. And it's very beautiful in the Sefer Shari Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius, he writes and he says, it's a fascinating thing which we often take for granted. After Kriyas HaTorah, when the Sefer Torah goes back to the Aron Kodesh, we say, Hoidoi al Eretz v'shamayim v'yarim ken la'amay tehila l'chol Yisrael, and so on. So explains the Shari Ephraim, this is exactly what we're referring to. That Hoid, we said, is something pnimi, it's something internal, it's the internal dimension of something. So we are saying we were zeicha to be mekabel Torah, and we just leaned from the Torah. And now when we put the Torah back, we say, Hoidoi al Eretz v'shamayim, this bechin of Hoid, what Torah is, not just that we do mitzvahs, but that we have a kesher to the pnimius of what Torah really is and what it represents, al Eretz v'shamayim. It comes to the world first, to the land first, and we have a certain shlita on the Eretz and in the Shemayim. And by doing so, Vayarim Kerin La'amai, by doing so, you have lifted up the Kerin Yisrael, so to speak, above and beyond the Malach HaSharis, that they wanted it, and they thought that they're the only creatures worthy enough of having that internal aspect and dimension, and that we say Hoidoi al Eretz Hashemayim. Says the Shaar Ephraim, that's why it's that much more beautiful and understandable based on this Malbim on Hadar Kavod Edecha. So we move on, and it says Ve'zuz Neresecha Yemeru Ugdulascha Asaprena. So let's see. Says the Malbim. The Malbim says like this: Ve'zuz Omru Oid Hevdel Bein Hasagasa Yubein Hasagus Reiv Bnei Adam HaHamainim. I'll say another difference between the understanding of David and the understanding of the majority of the people. Sheheim Yimru Neresecha. They will speak about your wonders. What does that mean? Hainu Hamaseis Amivsim Shalsisal Hanish Esamardim. They'll say, you know, Hashem punished the Mitzriim, and you know, Hashem punished this nation, and Hashem punished this Rosh, and so on. Kemoyim Makish Veisi Al Mitzrayim. Adas Korach v'chadoyma hein etzlam izuz shel merois. The way the rest of the world often will interpret and understand the concept of Hashem's miracles is noira. Shal yidei ze yisyaru manshecha. They will have fear and they shouldn't be punished. Tila ata noira lahanish. You are this wondrous, awesome God, and you will punish. Says David, Aval Anechi, Gdulascha Asaprena. But when it comes to me and the way I perceive the very same events, I view it as Gdula. I speak about it not in the context that this was Meira, Din, and Pachad. No. Rak Mitzad HaGdula. Ki Hanayrois Asha Asa. Hey mitzad gdulosay, meaning all of the acts which you do, it's coming from the point, from the source, from the root of gdula, godless, which is something positive, and it's something good, and it's a concept of kindness. Ki hanayreis hasha'asa hey mitzad gdulosay, shorshim it's rooted b'midas hachesed, v'hagdula leheitev la'ayav ishmoy. So David HaMelech is saying such an interesting thing. Meaning, the way many people perceive certain acts which you do, Hashem, is they say, wow, this is awesome, this is wondrous, this is a manifestation of the midah of din in the world. Whereas, ugdulascha asaprena, I am a saper it as a manifestation of your godless pirish, your chesed. I realize it's all kindness. It's all kindness. As we continue, mzecha rav tuvacha yabiyu, the Tzidkasa Yiraneinu. What does this mean? Zecha Rav Tuvacha Yabiyu. Meaning, when I do this, and when I tell people that you're making a fundamental mistake, you're making a philosophical error, you think that when Hashem, quote-unquote, punishes, it's a manifestation of harshness, and Hashem is doing something punitive. No, you got it all wrong. It's all chesed, it's all kindness. And when I do that, and when we do that, and when we explain to people the correct hashkafa and the correct perception and perspective, so that will cause that tuvacha yabiyu. Other people now will also view it as your goodness, will they express. And your tzidkas, they will be maranin, and they will delight and extol. Again, zecharav tuvacha yabiyu, yasimu leiv, Lizka Rav Tuvacha, people will now realize and say, you know what? It's actually all good. Sha'ata Poel Toiv, you are doing goodness. Ki Hanei Rois Heimitzad HaTova. All of these wondrous acts are actually all rooted in goodness. Leimitzad HaHara, it's not rooted in badness. Vitzidkos Yiraneinu. What does that mean? V'oz Yiraneinu Barina, in delight. They will rejoice for simcha es tzidkascha. They will speak about your righteousness. Now, when we say the word righteousness or justice, we sometimes make a mistake. We say justice means that which you deserve. That's just. Says the Malbim now, umuvur etzleinu. We have mentioned many times, ki gedra hatztaka and emeres yitzla Hashem, the concept of tztaka, which is mentioned in reference to Hashem. Heim hamasim sheyaseh shaloi beheshkev al midas hamishpat. These are things which are not done based on strict justice, lefi aschus shel bnei adam, based on the merits of human beings. No, rak mitzad hatzdaka elyona. It has to do with a concept of a much higher form of tzedaka. Ratzalei meshiakiru, they will all realize, Hashem, whenever you intervene, and whenever you give a consequence, which is perceived as negative, they will realize and recognize, shahakol b'rayv toiv, l'fi midas hatzdaka. Everything is goodness, and it's all coming from this high concept of tzedaka mitzad, chanun v'racham Hashem, erech apayim, ugdal chosed. They'll realize that you are a compassionate God, and you are a merciful God, and you're slow to anger, and you are abundant in kindness, meaning shirachon lechanun Hashem, v'shekol ma'asav hei mitzad hachanina v'arachanim. All of your actions are actually coming, and they're based, and they emanate from Hanina and Rachamim. Hanina is from the word Chayna, it's from the word Chinam. You're just doing things, people don't deserve it. It's a matnes Chinam, it's a free gift. It's just compassion. Vegam ba'onshayes reshoyim u'erech apayim. And even when there is this consequence which comes to the wicked, Hashem, you're slow to anger. Ve'inam anish taketh. And you don't punish immediately. Verav chesed. And there is a distinct providence in that you are abundantly kind, im yashuvu b'tshuva, if they will repent, and so on. So that is what people will realize. So, in other words, these three psukim go together, meaning David is saying what some people perceive, the way you intervene and act in the world, and what divine providence is, it's one of your awesome, and you're strong, and you're fearful, and therefore we should be fearful from you, and so on. But I explain, and I misaffer that it's all gedulas Hashem, it's all chesed, and by doing so, zecharav tuvachayabiu, other people now also realize that it's all toiv, and it's all your tzidkus. And the reason is because chanan v'racham Hashem, erachapayim v'dal chosed. And we know that this pasuk is one of the sources which Chazal say, that just like Hashem is a rachum, so too you need to be a rachum. And Hashem is chanun, you need to be chanun. The concept of volachta bedrachov, of emulating Hashem's ways, and then all of Hashem's actions, it's all goodness and chesed and rachmim and so on. Now we go on to another concept. And we say, Tev Hashem lakol, v'rachamov al kol masov. Very famous pasuk, Hashem is good to all, and your compassion is on all of your creatures. So let's just, perhaps before we see the Malbim, we'll just mention a line in the Radak. The Radak says over here, what does it mean, Tev Hashem lakol? Afilu lemini achayis habehemais va'oifais utoiv umarachim. Hashem's goodness is manifest on all creatures, even on the chayis, the behemais, and the oifais, and so on. And says the Radak, and this is a concept which many Mepharshim say, especially the Mekubalim, and they say this in the name of the Arizal, says the Radak, V'chein ro'i la'adam la'lachiz bedrachav eile. A person should emulate this trait of Hashem, that he's good to all. V'ein lo la'hashchis achayim, one should not destroy life. Ki im l'tzorech, unless there is a distinct need, o l'hishamim in iskayim. Or if you are, literally you are stuck, and in order to guard yourself from potential damage, there's an animal which is coming against you, so then obviously you're allowed to protect yourself, and so on. But otherwise, for naught to go, and to inflict pain or harm on anything, some of the Sfarim speak about even unnecessarily breaking off a branch of a tree, and doing things like that, one has to, and the Arizal says that one should not even kill insects. If there's a fly by the window, open the window and let the fly out. Do whatever you can. It doesn't mean if a mosquito is about to bite you that you need to wait to escort it out. But a person should try as much as possible not to in any way harm any type of creature, because that is a key of this din of lachta bedrachav, v'rachmav al kol masav. And he ends off with the Maisa, which the Gemara tells about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that the reason why he, even though there was a Masa Matan, at one time he wasn't, and then he realized that Rabbeinu HaKadosh had a rachamim even on weasels, even on a chulda and so on, and he was careful and he was gentle, because, says Rabbeinu HaKadosh, v'rachamav al kol masav ksiv, because it says this idea, this concept of v'rachamav al kol masav. So that is the way the Radak says, and that's the way which, as you mentioned, Bishim and Arizal, they say that one needs to emulate this concept. Let's continue back in the Malbim. Says the Malbim, let me just bring it up on the screen. So we say, Tev Hashem Lakol, V'rachamav al kol masav, Tev Hashem Lakol, Hashem Eina Kabasav Adam, Shutev La'avodov, V'kanev V'nekeim, V'seini L'mardim, by Hashem is not like a king of flesh and blood who's good to his servants, but he's vengeful and he hates those people who rebel against him. Ki Hashem Tev Lakol, af l'rishoyim. Hashem is good to all, even to the Rishoyim. And Hashem is thinking about different ways to bring them back b'tshuva. V'rachamav al kol masav. V'le yirtze b'hashchasas bruav. V'choshev machshavis bal yidach mehem nidach. And Hashem is constantly thinking of ways and coming up with strategies and ideas to ensure that no one goes astray. Perhaps we'll just mention something, being that it's relevant to this week's parasha. We have in this week's parasha the Klal Gadol Batera V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. And we know that we learn from here that there is this mitzvah of Avos Yisrael with various halachic ramifications. It's interesting, some of the Rishonim say, and it's really based on a chazal, that the mitzvah V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamecha only applies to tzaddikim, but it doesn't apply to Rishoyim. There's no mitzvah of V'ahavta l'recha kamecha. But it's very interesting, the Yad Ramah asks a very strong question. Probably the word in the pasuk V'ahavta l'recha kamecha in a halachic sense comes up in Shas more times than any other place in reference to a very specific din. And that is, it's the same Gemara, but it comes up in many places in Shas. And that is, when there is a deal, there's a discussion about how to administer capital punishment. So the Gemara says, for instance, that it's best if a person dies in a way that they will be killed quickly, so that they won't have to prolong their death. And the Gemara says, we learn out from V'ahavta l'recha kamecha b'ror loy misa yafa. Choose for the person, so to speak, a nice death, meaning a death which is less painful than it could otherwise have been. So asks the Yad Ramah, how can you say that the mitzvah of V'ahavta l'recha kamecha doesn't apply by Rishoyim? Someone who gets Mises Bezdin is a Rasha. And the proof is, it says, U'bi'arta hara mikirbecha, you will rid the evil from amongst your midst, in which case, you see, it applies even by even by Rishoyim. That's what he mentions, and it's a big discussion in the Achronim what to do with this taina of the Yad Ramah. And some say, no, that which we say that there's no mitzvah of Avos Hashem of Avos Yisrael by someone who's a Rasha, and on the contrary, as the Rambam seems to write, mitzvah l'sonosa, you should hate this person. The Mefarshim say, but you know what? It's not pshat that you should hate them, the etzem. It's just that you should show them externally that you don't like them only as a way that hopefully you'll bring them back. In other words, possibly in a distinct period of time in history when that would be the preferred method and the way with which we could be mekarev people, that they would realize that, you know, we're not part of the group. And therefore, it's kedai for us to come back and to be chayzeh b'tshuva, and this way we will be part of Klal Yisrael. So it's only insofar as you're trying to do that. But haraya, when the person Nebuch is about to be killed, we say v'ahavta l'recha kamecha, bror lo misa yafa, because there's no point in killing the person in a painful way, stam. On the contrary, but rachamav al kol masav, the anhaga of Hashem is unequivocally the rachamav al kol masav, like the Malbim says, even to the Rishoyim. And therefore, in this very interesting discussion about does v'ahavta l'recha kamecha apply to Rishoyim, yes, there's a makor in Chazal that it doesn't, and that's what the Rambam says, but nevertheless, you see that b'shas misa, when you're giving misa's bezdin to a rasha, for some reason, obviously, Yisrael comes back in, meaning his be'etzim avada, that's the hanhaga. Always rachamim. Always, always, always. If it's done and it's focused and it's directed to bring someone back, then that is different. But it means that unless we're doing it for that reason, there's really no mokum whatsoever for sinna, and we revert back to this klal gadol of after recha kameicha, and this klal gadol of v'racham avol kol masav. Okay, we move on to Pasuk Yud. Yiducha Hashem kol masecha v'chasidecha yivarchucha. So we're mentioning this Pasuk that all of your creatures will admit, will thank, or will admit to you, and the chasidim will be mevarach you. They will bless you. It says the Malbim, ki also kol maseh betachlis hatoyiv. Why is it that all creatures... why is it that all creatures will admit and will thank? Because you created everyone and everything in the best possible way. Vashlemus, umashgir aleyam lachayesam ulisaknam ve'ein rabba mitziyus mitzad Hashem ha'bayra isam. Meaning you've created all of creatures with a certain perfection. And therefore, all of the world and all of the creatures are moide to you. What does that mean practically? Since when is a frog moide to Hashem? And since when is a raccoon moide to Hashem? So the Radak says like this. He says, Yeducha af minea chayim she'ein behem das. Mitikun yitzar yam yitziraska behen v'achanas mizvenesam yeducha ha'odam ha'meivin behem. Meaning even the creatures which don't have das, but when we look and we understand how you created them with such wisdom and the way you arranged for them to get their mezenis and so on, so we, so to speak, will discharge them and their obligation of praising you, because we understand the godless of a frog and a raccoon and all the creatures in the world, to the extent that it's considered that Yedu Hashem kol ma'asecha, all of the creatures in the world are made to you. That's the first part. The chasidecha yivachucha, and your chasidim, your pious ones, will be mevarach you. Now, we mentioned before last time when we speak about being mevarach Hashem, we're not saying Hashem, I give you a bracha, you should be very matzliach. When we speak about being mevarich, we are basically saying we recognize Hashem that you are the makar habracha, you are the source of all blessing, and through that we're actually bringing blessing down onto ourselves. So says the Malbim, mechasidach yivrachucha, what does that mean? Hamisnagim mechasidus, those who act in a pious manner. And they go above and beyond the letter of the law. They will be mamshich. They will draw down from you the shefa, the blessing, and the bouncing. That's what we mean when we speak about the concept of a bracha. So everyone on a basic level will, so to speak, admit and thanks. And perhaps Suras Adam, we will be the ones, we will be the shluchim for all of the creatures in the world. And the ones who go above and beyond, and they are going with Nimishras Adin, and their connection to you, they will be the source of blessing. And we continue, and we say, and these chasidim, what will they do? Kavod malchuscha yemeru, ugvurascha yidaberu. They will speak about the honor of your malchus, and about the gevura. So in Pasuk Yud Aleph, in Pasuk Yud Beis, we're going to be speaking about Kavod Malchus and Gevura. And again, in Yud Beis, it says, Lahidil V'Adam, Gevura Isav, again, Gevura. And again, Kavod Hadar Malchus, Kavod Malchus. So we're going to be focusing on the Tzaddik and the Hasidim are going to be speaking about the Kavod Malchus and the Gevura. What does that mean? Let's see. Let's see the way the Malvin explains. So he says, Kavod Malchus Chiyei Meiru, the Hasidim are Eila, these Hasidim, which we just mentioned in Pasuk Yud, Yemeru Tomid Kavod Malchus, they will constantly speak about the honor and the covet of your Malchus. What is that? Shu Sipur Masov HaKavuim Kefiyan Haga HaTivis Shiyosav Mireishis Kedumim. They will marvel and they will speak about the incredible, what we refer to as the laws of nature. They will speak about the Hanhaga HaTivis in the world and the godless which we see in the world. We see incredible things in nature, and this is what they will be speaking about. For instance, we know, I mean, there's many psukim that we say which speak about this concept. I mean, Hashemayim misaprin kivod keil u'masa yodav magid harikia. If a person just looks and tries to understand, and you look at nature, you look at the Chukei HaTeva, you will see Hashemayim misaprim kivod keil u'masa yodav magid harikia. We see at the very beginning of Halom, Mizrach Shemesh ad mevo'oy mehulal Shem Hashem, you know, from the rising of the sun until it sets. I mean, mehulal Shem Hashem, it's all about Hilo Hashem, about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. They say a story in the Chiddush HaRim tells over that the Yid HaKadosh asked Rav Bunim Pashischa, which pasuk says every single person needs to get chizuk from a pasuk. And he says, what pasuk do you get chizuk and hispilus from? And Rav Bunim Pashischa said, I get chizuk from the pasuk of Su'u Moroin Einecha U'ru'u Mi Bore Eile. Just lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes to Shemayim, U'ru'u Mi Bore Eile. And just look and take a look. If you look openly and honestly, you will just see Mi Bore Eile, who has created all these things, like the Rambam writes about how Avraham Avinu came to a belief into our Karin HaKadosh Baruch Hu by just looking at the world and marveling in the world, so to speak. That is the way that a person will come to a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first thing we're saying is that these Hasidim Kavod Malchus Chiyei Meiru, they'll speak about the Hanhagat Tivis in the world. Vegam Gevura Schayid Abeiru, they'll speak about your Gevura. What is that? Shuma Sheyas Hashem Oisim Oivsimu Meshadet HaTeva. When you have miracles which are Lamala Min HaTeva, and you suppress nature, Shehein Hein Gevura Yisav, that is your Gevura, Vezeis Yidabeiru Ba'aref, Shezegeda Adibor, they will speak at great lengths about the Nisim and the Flois which you have done. Now these very same Hasidim, who they speak to themselves about the Kavod Malchus and the Gevura, we continue and we say, why are they doing this? What are they doing? L'hoidil l'vnei ha'adam Gevurais, they will try and make known to all mankind your Gevurais and the Kavod Hadar Malchus. So explains the Malvim, l'hoidil shiurai, you kind of have to read this pasuk in the following way. Meaning, pasuk Yud Aleph was Kavod Malchuscha Yemeiru, and then we kind of go to pasuk Yud Beis, Lohidia Livnei Adam Kavod Hadar Malchusai. And so too, back in pasuk Yud Aleph, we said Ugvuras Chidaveru. Why is that? Pasuk Yud Beis, Lohidia Livnei Adam Gvuraisav. So, like we mentioned, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis are a continuation. We mentioned the concept of speaking about the Kavod Malchus and the concept of your Gevura. And they're doing this to be Medea to people, the Gevura and the Kavod Malchus. So says the Malbim Ratzalema, Mashi Emeru Kavod Malchusai, that which they speak about, the Kavod of your Malchus, Eina Mitzad Ki Yeshi Chayles Biyada Adam L'Saper Gevuras Hashem U'Si Lasei. Obviously it's an impossibility for a person to ever speak and do justice about the Gevura of Hashem. And that's impossible. Ki mi yamalo Gevuras Hashem, who is able to do that? We cannot really understand anything about Hashem's Malchus and Hashem's Gevura. Rak, ze, yas, why will they do this? Nevertheless, these Hasidim, why will they do this? To try and impress upon others a little bit, to give them a little bit of a taste of Hashem's Gevura. It's impossible for them to ever speak about Hashem's Gevura. That's absolutely impossible. But they'll do it in the way that we're able to understand and comprehend with our limited intelligence, with our limited understanding. Be it when discussing Hashem's Gevura, Hashem's strength, which is Shumash Yas and Negedatav, when Hashem is doing miraculous things, Ubein Kavod Hadar Malchusay. And so too, when it comes to the Kavod Hadar Malchusay, meaning B'mareches HaTeva Asher Orach, meaning all of the marvelous things in nature. And once again, we come back to what we said at the very beginning. We started today by saying, the Malbim told us in Pasuk Hey that there's a difference between Hoid and Hadar. And Hoid is Pnimi, and Hadar is external. Just like we know, you take a pre-ate Hadar, and the Arab Aminim needs to be a Hadar, it needs to be externally beautiful. So to over here, Kvod Hadar Malchusay is referring to within nature. We see such incredible, wonderful things in nature. So that which we see externally, that which they will be Maidia to people. Ubein Kvod Hadar Malchusay b'marachas ha-teva, the things which are manifest in nature. Sheheim Chele Agadla, Sheheim Lech Aleim, these are the things which Hashem controls over. Ki Briyas Olam Hayekadesh Yikra V'Shem Melech Kaneda, Hashem controls the world and acts, and everything is done with Chukei HaTeva, which shows that there's a Mesader and a Melech behind everything. Aval Hashem Mitzad Atzmeyev Shalotaroi, obviously Hashem Mitzad, who He is actually, it's impossible to describe Him. Kivimash Yisapru Mimenu, there's no way we can do any justice even to the concept of Malchus. Ki, because the next pasuk says, because really the Malchus is Malchus Kol Olamim. The Malchus extends to other worlds also. Umem Shaltecha B'chol Dor V'Dor. Meaning this concept of Malchus, that Hashem has set up fixed laws which govern the world. So number one, we're limited in our understanding of this world. There's only such a small amount which we're able to understand. But not only that, the concept of Malchus extends to Kol Olamim, to other worlds also. And the concept of Memshala goes and spans through the generations. Meaning Sha'at HaMelech Al Olamim Ein Mispar. There's myriad worlds which you control. And you rule over Abachulam Yosadat HaMalchus Chavan Hagaschav HaKavua. And you set up your fixed rules and laws in all of these worlds. And there's no way that we'll ever be able to understand all of these worlds, these myriad worlds. Also, there's no way we'll ever be able to comprehend the way that you suppress and you perform these incredible miracles, where you are in control of everything. You're doing it with strength. Your memshala spans all of the generations. All of these wonders, all of these miracles, there will be new ones as per every generation. According to the generation, and so on, and therefore, it's simply impossible for us to really understand the Malchus, and for us to understand the Memshala, for us to understand the Malchus, and for us to understand the Gevura, but we will do it nevertheless, to give people a little bit of a tam, a little bit of a taste, of an inkling of these two concepts. But clearly we are limited, A, in our understanding, even within this world, and certainly because the Malchus extends to all of these other worlds as well. So just to sum up briefly what we saw today. We mentioned that we started by saying that David HaMelech says that there's a very different perspective which some people have, with which I, David, have, and with what is appropriate. Some people view when there is a display of Hashem's strength and power in the world, they say, oi, it's fire and brimstone, and it's din, and it's awesome, and it's noira. And that's what they say. But you know what I say? I say, gdulascha. This is all, gadol means goodness. Hakel hagadol, or godless chesed. I view it, it's all chasadim. It's all goodness, and this is not a punitive system, and everything Hashem does, it's with rachamim. And by me trying to express that and teach people that, then I will cause that zecher rav tuvcha yabiu. They in turn will also present it in that positive way. But it costs for your name, and they will realize that it's all tzedek. Why? Because chan v'racham Hashem v'rachapayim v'ugdal chosed. Because ultimately Hashem's anhagas are ones of compassion, slow to anger, and full of chesed. And Hashem is Tev Lakol, Rechem Avah Kol Masov, and unlike a Melech Bas Vadam, and we said, like the Radak says, and therefore one has to emulate Hashem's ways and have Rechemim on all creatures, like we mentioned, even the concept in this week's parasha about Vatel Rech Kamecha, even to Rishayim Haraya, when the person still is a Rasha, before their death, when there's no reason not to be kind and not to have Ava, then of course the Ava Yisrael comes back for Rachmav or Komasov. And then the last few psukim were that we mentioned Yidir Hashem Komasech v'chasidach yivrachucha, that Klal Yisrael, we are going to be the shluchim to speak about how the world is perfect. And so to speak, all of the creatures are made to you, and the Hasidim go above and beyond. They are the source of bracha, and what are they busy doing? They're busy speaking about the Kifrid Malchus, and they're speaking about the Gvura, these two concepts they're speaking about, which is Teva, and Lamalamina Teva, not that we can really understand, not even Teva, but they do this, Lohideal of Nehadam, to give people a little bit of a taste, to give people a little bit of understanding, even in nature, the Kvod Hadar Malchusa, and so on, and ultimately we're limited, because the Malchus really extends Kol Olamim, and the Memshala is B'chol Dar V'Dar. Okay, we will call it here. And Bez Hashem, pick it up next week.